crime, murder, some shots, and of course, ghosts. When we were finally doing it for this one and I was able to dig into it, it's crazy. I didn't even go through the whole entire list of different happenings that have taken place here. All this and more is what's in store for season 2 of the Haunted Happy Hour podcast. With the hauntings of the farm.
Oh, yeah.
You said people can still go here. So you can you go tour the place then?
Oh, yeah, totally. You can actually look up the website. If you loved season 1, well, then you're going to love season 2 even more. But the chocolate, though, you know what it reminds me of? I don't know if you remember back in school, we used to get the scented stickers from the teachers. The scratch and sniff ones.
It tastes how that smells.
Yes.
I know exactly what you mean.
So when I tried this, I'm like, oh my God, it takes me back to elementary school.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Circa late 80s.
This tastes like scratch and sniff stickers.
The chocolate kind. With stories full of twists and turns and exciting new adventures coming your way, you don't want to miss this season.
So join us in the Spirit Lounge for another happy hour right here on the Haunted Happy Hour podcast.
Go.
And then, what's up, witches? Hi, I'm Claudia.
And I'm Jess.
And welcome to True Crime Coven.
Hey, Claudia.
Hiya.
How are you?
Hey, you alright? Oh, we are.
We need to start recording in person because there is a definite delay on our video chat.
There really is. There's also a delay.
At the same time.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There's multiple delays happening. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm boiling because obviously it's August and it's finally sunny. And we've decided
to... Is it even hot today?
It's quite muggy today.
You're a mug.
You've just been in Tenerife, though, so this is cold for you. But it's literally
yeah,
been
pissing it's 25 down. Degrees today, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's been, like, pissing it down with rain. Sorry for my language.
But... Yeah, in Tenerife, it was, like, 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I was only there, so I don't really tan, and I was only there for 3 days. It was a little getaway. and... I am tanned for me. Like, for everyone else, I'm still pale.
For me.
And this camera does not do me justice right now. You're, like, looking at me on the camera. But I promise you, like, I've got tan lines. Like,
oh, I've got a bruise.
Oh, you can't even see. But I promise you, I've got... I just got my boob out to Jess.
Yeah, you did. I don't know if I've got a tan line. No.
I promise you, in person, you'd be like, oh, Claudia, you're quite tan for you. It's like, I'm not quite ghostly pale anymore. I'm just normal person pale.
Yeah, I think it's still paler than Orla. And she's a baby who wears Factor 50 every day.
I wear Factor 50.
Okay.
But, suntan lotion doesn't stop you from tanning. It stops you from burning.
Burning, it does. I put Factor 50
because
on
because the sun still brings out the melanin in your skin. Melanin? Yeah.
Don't know. No, I wear Factor 50 on my face every day. It's in my moisturizer.
Same.
Because, you know, don't want wrinkles. I've already got a baby
aging.
For that.
Yes. As she demonstrated in the background.
Yeah, that was very on cue, wasn't it? Wasn't it? She's decided to stand up against my leg. She wants to eat my headphones. But
you know.
I've told her she's not allowed.
To be fair, baby food must be... pretty gross, so headphones might be poor.
I don't give her baby food just because she's such a good eater. Like, she's just had, for lunch, she's just had cheese on toast, pombears, a bowl of fruit, whoop, and then a yogurt.
Fair. It's more than I've had. All I've had is a sausage sandwich.
Yeah, and last night she had, well, one of her go-tos is fish fingers, potato waffles, and veg. So, you know.
Fair play. She's eating better than me, man.
Yeah, no, she eats better than me and Aiden sometimes. Because I've always so got food for her, but never for me.
Well, of course.
Of course.
So should we get on to the cryptid sandwich?
Of course. Let's just get to it. Let's stop waffling.
We might as well.
We haven't waffled loads today, actually.
Well, no, but I feel like some people don't come here for the baby talk, unfortunately.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
We'd have so much content if they did.
She likes to make herself known. So, we'll start with a little ghost story.
As always.
So, I've actually got three ghost stories today, but the first two are quite short, so I'm going to do them as one. And when I say the second one is short, it is literally three lines long. But hey ho, we take any ghost stories.
Yeah, we love all ghost stories.
Okay, so this ghost story is sent in by another Aussie again. So they sent us in a ghost story on Reddit a couple of weeks ago now, and they've just replied with a couple more. So,
thank you.
The little girl I mentioned earlier down the hall. That was the first time that I'd seen her, but it wasn't the last time. The veranda on that house ran the length from front to back, and I was talking to my older sister while sitting out there one night, when suddenly I felt vibrations under my feet. They felt a bit like light footsteps, and anyone who has lived in a two-story house for any length of time will know what I mean. At first, I thought they belonged to my younger sister, but I was wrong. It took a few moments before I realised I could also hear them behind me, and my older sister's eyes had gone wide as she was no longer looking at me. So I turned to look at the far end of the hall. She was standing there, looking over the handrail down into the yard. I looked back at my sister in surprise, and when I looked back, she was gone. We found out later that a little girl had drowned in a swimming pool that her family had on the same property. So we assumed that that was probably her.
Oh, okay. So was she looking into the yard? We will discuss at the end properly, I guess. But
yeah.
Was she looking into the yard to look towards where she died?
Yeah,
maybe. Or
was
it just like a tape, like sort of like a, like, you know, something that was just replaying that something she used to do in life?
Maybe. Could be. Like, if she was looking into the garden or yard, I'm assuming that's probably, she was probably looking at the pool wondering where it went.
Or was she just looking at a plate, you know, just doing just something looking. That she would have done when she was alive, and it was just like a kind of a, is that like stone tape theory, basically?
Maybe
it's just something that's happening
just like
again.
Over and over again. They're reenacting something that they used to do in their life every day.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you see, like, ghosts commonly, like, walking through corridors and downstairs, and it might look like they're walking through a wall, but if there used to be a door there.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's that. Yeah. Creepy. Weird that, like, both of them saw it. So the person writing the story.
Yeah, that definitely solidifies a little bit, doesn't it? That it's not just.
Yeah.
It's not just one person seeing it and the other person having no idea what they're on about. It definitely solidifies that.
Yeah.
So there's something there.
I don't know what's creepier. Like, having a conversation with your sibling and then looking behind you, like, terrified, and you turn around and there's nothing there. And they're like, no, I can see someone stood behind you, but you can't see it. Or, like, hearing the footsteps yourself, turning around, seeing it, but no one else can see it.
I think if you're looking at it from the point of view that if only you see it, it could be a mental health issue.
Yeah.
It's more terrifying in that sense, because obviously that could then become an acute or a chronic issue, or even like a medical issue, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not even like a physical health medical issue.
Yeah.
So that's terrifying in one sense. But then having someone else see a ghost with you is terrifying, because then you know it's the ghost.
Yeah,
I suppose I'd rather there be a ghost than me be unwell.
Yeah, I think as well, like, having someone tell you it's there and then you not be able to see it is quite scary, because it's the fear of the unknown. Like, they do that a lot.
You can imagine something a lot creepier, can't you?
Yeah. Like, they do that a lot in horror films, don't they? They'll be like, oh, it's standing right behind you. And they're like, but I can't see it.
Yeah. And it's a bit like when they show you the horror films are always scarier when they don't show you the monster or the ghost straight away.
Yeah,
because
I find
you conjure up all sorts in your mind.
Yeah, I find it a lot scarier when you haven't seen the ghost. Like, I don't.
But
know
then
if
they also have to be careful to not build it up too much, because then I feel like you can see it and be like, oh.
Yeah, like, did you ever see the film? I think it's called Ma, with the two little girls who are raised in the woods. I think they just showed, they built it, and then they just showed her too much. And I was like, she's not even scary. Like,
that's also just a really sad film.
Oh my god, isn't it?
It turns out just to be really sad. And then I also, and then the ending, I feel like, I don't want to spoil
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no spoilers.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, because I do think it is worth a watch.
Yeah.
And it is creepy in many ways. But, like, at the end, I just feel like that's going to be a bugger to explain. And I'm going to leave it there. Because if I say who, it's going to be a bugger to explain it to and everything.
It's, yeah. But,
I give away too much. But, yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, it is quite an old film at this point, but still.
Yeah. I just think anything with little girls is always a bit creepy.
Little girls are the creepiest.
I think as well, because it's quite sad, like, the thought of someone so young dying. But I don't know why girls seem a lot creepier than boys.
I don't know why either. They just do, don't they? I suppose it's like the sweet voice, but then little boys have quite sweet voices, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we said we weren't going to properly discuss this, and we were going to go on to the next one, but I suppose we have now. So
we'll really quickly go on to the next story, but that's fine. Okay, so their second story.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping with the same tone as the post above, here's another short one. Sitting on the toilet at around midday, when all my siblings were at school, my dad was at work, and my mum wasn't home, someone knocked on the toilet door.
Oh.
I didn't need it much longer after that.
No.
And that's the end of the story.
I feel like, you know, good thing you were sat on the toilet.
I know. I've done it. So for some reason in my parents' old house, in their current house, their old doorbell in their current house, it was one that used to plug in, and where they had a toilet put into their house, the plug socket was in the downstairs toilet. So they decided to plug it into the downstairs toilet because it was like the central part of the house and you could hear it from anywhere. And like multiple times I'd gone and sat on the toilet, the doorbell had gone, and I literally like shat myself. And I was like, God, luckily I was already on the toilet. And I feel like it's exactly that.
But but also the sound of someone knocking on a door is so definite. Like, obviously it's not sometimes, like, if you're upstairs, sometimes you can feel like you can hear someone knock on your front door.
Yeah, and it could and it could be your neighbours kind of thing.
Yeah, because especially in my house, like, so my bedroom is above our front door, and my next neighbours is literally, the door is next to my front door, pretty much.
Mm.
And I sometimes hear them knocking, even on like my neighbours opposite in that, because I live on quite a narrow street.
Yeah.
I can hear them knocking on my neighbours' doors, but that's because I've got the window open and I'm upstairs.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're sat, like if someone was to knock on my bedroom door.
Yeah, if someone was to knock on that door next to me right now, I would be like, that was a definite knock.
Yeah, don't love that.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Don't love that. But I don't know what I'd do if I was asleep at night and someone knocked on my door. Like my housemate's away at the moment, as we're recording this. She's at Boomtown. And if I don't close the bedroom door at night because then Karen can't get in, my cat.
Mm.
But if I did and I heard like, wait, that was a rubbish sound.
That was.
I would be like, I'm going to sleep elsewhere.
Yeah, I'd be
I'd probably call you up and be like, I'm coming around.
You're not allowed in.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I'd be like, you don't have permission to enter.
You shall not enter.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Hopefully they're like vampires and can't unless you give them permission.
Yeah.
They just can't cross threshold into other rooms, not just your home.
Yeah, like you're just not allowed in at all anywhere.
Though I don't know what I'd do, because then I literally couldn't leave my room without encountering them, because they're in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could. Could you climb out your bedroom window? Probably not safe, is it?
I reckon I could.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they were doing this morning. I just realised they put up a fence.
Oh, nice. I do quite like that story, though, because it is a perfect example of even the shortest stories can still be really scary. Or, like, yeah, creepy. Really effective. Yeah. So if you have been sat listening to our podcast for a while thinking, I've got a story, but it's literally three lines long, there's your proof that it still works.
It still works. Still effective. It means I can remember every part of the story to comment on.
So, moving on to our cryptid villain. Which is kind of a short one today. Because there's not
There's a theme here.
There is a theme here. We want to get it over and done with. I'm joking. It's just the way it's fallen. Only just because there's not loads out there, but I'm sure me and you can drag this out and waffle for ages.
Probably.
Because I think you're going to really enjoy this. This one. Because I know you love Mothman.
Okay.
And I know you like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the sheep squatch. As in like Sasquatch, but sheep squatch.
No, I haven't. It sounds like a TV show, like the Sheep Watch.
Oh, it does actually.
You can say it quickly, sheep watch, squeech, watch, squish, squish. Well, don't say it quickly because you can't, but yeah.
I did have to practice saying it, not because I didn't know how to pronounce it, but it's such a tongue twister, sheep squatch. Yeah. Like, it's actually...
Try and say it three times quickly, and it's not...
No, it's... It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
So, it is also sometimes referred to as white thing. So, if you've ever heard of white thing either, but I definitely prefer sheep squatch, so that is what I'm going to be calling. Right. So, I mean, I feel like you can kind of guess what sheep squatch is gonna look like, but as I describe it you will see why okay. It's got its name sheep squatch and white thing. So it's a four-legged beast that is roughly the size of a bear and covered in white woolly hair. It's described as
white
having
woolly hair.
White woolly hair. Yeah, a lot of this doesn't roll off the tongue.
a lot of alliteration
and a lot of like not hard words, but hard words to say in the same sentence.
Yeah.
It's described as having a long pointed head with saber-like teeth and single point horns, similar to a male goat.
Okay.
Which, I mean, goat/sheep. They look kind of similar. And if that isn't strange enough, it is also apparently got paw-like hands similar to a large raccoon and a long hairless tail similar to a possum.
I'm really struggling to picture this thing.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures don't really highlight the small raccoon hands and possum tail. It is literally more like someone's drawn Bigfoot as a sheep kind of vibe.
Okay.
So gigantic.
I'm
going
to have to look this
sheep
up, because right now I am...
You can't
I'm
imagine
struggling.
It, yeah. But I just really like the name. So that's why I went for it. But yeah, so it does just kind of look like a gigantic, like, bear-sheep hybrid.
Okay.
And I mean, if I stumbled upon that, that would freak me out.
Could it be a bear and a sheep fell in love?
Maybe.
Forbidden love.
Weirder things have happened.
Yeah, I mean, we've got ligers.
We do have ligers. I mean, at least they're both kind of big cats, but they're
hey,
still
don't
different.
Go judging their love.
Well, no, but they're still like the same, but different.
Family.
So, obviously, I feel like you can get the reference to Bigfoot. Obviously, mm-hmm. Sasquatch. Sheep squatch. But you might be wondering what similarities it has to Mothman, why I brought up Mothman.
Yeah. I did see one picture that showed it with red eyes.
Oh, okay. Well,
That's why I thought you might be touring that.
Yeah, I'm going down a rabbit hole. No, I'm joking. So it's actually more to do with like the sightings. So it's seen in very similar areas to Mothman. So another similarity to Mothman is that they are both thought to be creatures born or created in the TNT area within Mason County, which I think is like just kind of like almost like an industrial that has loads of residual radiation, kind of toxic chemicals.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Isn't West Virginia a state that's like mainly uninhabited kind of thing? Or am I making that up?
I know it's a southern state, I want to say. But maybe. It could be.
Well, I feel like West Virginia, I mean, or I've never been to America.
It is a big state that's densely populated in small areas. In small areas, and a lot of like, they've got a lot of like farming land maybe. And maybe forest land, because it talks a lot
about
forests.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of areas where there's, okay, so there's like areas where there's over 5,000 people, but there's lots of areas where population per square mile is less than one, I'm guessing, percent.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, or maybe less than one person. I don't know. I don't understand the map I'm looking at, but yeah, it looks like it's an area that's quite...
A lot of people live in the same areas. Yeah, and then quite rural.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another weird thing about sheep squatch is apparently it smells of sulfur. So
that's quite normal with demons.
Well, so but if you look at it, it does look a bit demonic.
It does. It's the horns, isn't it?
It is the horns.
It's a bit Baphomet like.
Yeah. But there's also a theory to
my king. No, I'm joking, sorry. It came out of nowhere.
She's possessed. There was a theory that was where it was created in the TNT area, or it's also thought it might have scent glands similar to a weasel or a skunk.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So as someone who has ferrets, who are part of the same family as weasels, mustelids, they don't really smell sulfur, like, they smell musty.
Yeah,
I've never smelled a skunk.
I've never smelled a skunk, but I don't think, like, it's not commonly described as sulfur, although sulfur is
quite
eggy.
No, it's more like. Yeah, but I've never really heard it described as eggy, but sulfur is something that does come up in demonic cases.
Yeah. So, we'll move on to some of the sightings of sheep squatch. So the first one that is reported,
sheep squatch.
The first reported one was in 1994, and it was 1994. So it was quite a recent.
We say that because we're near that.
Yeah,
that's the near our birth year. So we're like quite recent. No, Jess, that was 29 years ago.
Yeah, but I would say for some cryptids, like they've been sighted for hundreds of years. Or haven't been sighted for like the past 20 years. So the fact that its first sighting was within 30 years, I feel like that's quite recent compared to some of the ones we've done.
Yeah.
So it was actually witnessed by a Navy seaman.
Mm.
He witnessed it in a forest. So he described the creature as the description I gave above and stated that it breached the forest line and knelt down by a creek where it drank for 2 minutes before crossing the creek and continuing down the road. Which I think sounds quite lovely and peaceful. Like, obviously didn't see him, didn't want to attack, just had a little drink and carried on about his day.
Yeah.
They later get a little bit...
A little bit more. Yeah. Nefarious? Sinister?
No, I wouldn't call them sinister. I mean, okay, we'll talk about them and then we'll discuss them, because I have a little theory. So that same year, two children also witnessed the sheep squatch while they were playing in their backyard in Boone County. So they reported that it looked like a big white bear who became startled by them. It stood up on its hind legs, watched the children for a moment, and then ran off into the forest on four legs again. And the children reported that apparently it broke the trees that it ran into. So just to try and give you an idea of the size of it, it ran into a tree and broke it.
Okay.
And again, yeah, I wouldn't say...
fairly significant, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty big. Also, I wouldn't say that was aggressive. I mean, if it was getting spooked by human children.
Why is it as well? In my head, I kind of imagine it being a bit like bumbling, like, huh, 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 just running into trees and just kind of like cutting down and being like, I'm sorry, creatures? I'm sorry.
Like when you see people who are like terrified of wasps and bees, like running around. You can imagine it a bit like that.
Yeah, but it kind of reminds me a bit of like, I can't think what it is, but the fact that it like ran away from children, but also like was a bit bumbling and like broke trees as it went, just reminds me of like kind of like Baymax, but not.
Oh yeah,
you know, for Big Hero 6.
Yeah,
great
film.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of makes it cute.
Yeah, yeah. It might like I know it looks a bit scary, but I also feel like this is maybe one of the lesser scary cryptids we've done.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like some people have resting bitch face, and then you talk to them, and they're like the nicest person you've ever met. And it's like a lot of people as well, like, look really scary as in, like, I often find that it's the guys I know that are like massive, like 6 foot plus, quite broad, quite built.
Yeah.
And have like loads of piercings and tattoos. And then you talk to them and they're like the nicest people you've ever met.
Yeah. Like my sister's now fiance, he's like over 6 foot. And someone said to him, they were like, oh, you'd have my back in a fight, Rich, would you? And he was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then he turned around and he was like, I don't want to fight anybody. Like, and we always called him like the BFG because he literally is.
They do say as well, like, that the taller you are, the more people try and fight you.
Yeah.
And I don't think it really pertains so much to like, so I know somebody's 6'4" and he goes to the gym, but like he's not built. He's quite slim still.
Yeah,
like you could tell if he didn't go to the gym, he'd be like really skinny.
Mm.
But I also know someone who's 6'5" and like a bit bigger.
Yeah,
and he was like, people try and scrap with me all the time.
But why? I feel like they want to prove something. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like it's drunk men, yeah.
Yeah,
to prove something, like being like, oh, I'll take you on. And it's like they, and I think they do it because it's, they know that half the time these are the people who don't want to fight.
To fight, yeah. It's like an ego thing as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, I beat him up and you should have seen the size of him.
But we've got off topic now.
We have got off, way off topic. Anyway, back to sightings. So a year later, in 1995, it was spotted again by a couple who were driving through Boone County. They described seeing a large... Don't pull that out of my ear. They described seeing a large white beast sitting in a ditch at the side of the road. They stopped out of curiosity as they wanted to get a closer look. And they described a creature the same way as above, but unlike the other sightings, they said the beast had 4 eyes. All of a sudden, the beast jumped up and started attacking their car. Obviously, this scared the couple and they drove off as fast as they could, not looking back. Later, when they got out of the car, they looked over their car and it was covered in large scratches. But couldn't see any of photos of these on the internet anywhere, so, you know.
So it's obviously... Well, to be fair, in 1995, you would have had to have a camera with you.
Yeah, true. True.
It's not like now where you've always got your phone.
You.
The fact that there's scratches and stuff in a car, considering, like... You can sometimes drive through, like, you know, down a country lane and you're letting someone else through and you sometimes have to drive a bit into the bush and you're like, oh, my car's going to be scratched. And then you get out and there's no scratches.
Yeah.
And we all know how, like, sharp brush can be. Like,
yeah.
Bushes can be. Mm. I just imagine how sharp this creature's
claws
talons?
Are. Claws, raccoon hands.
Raccoon hands, yeah, but that's cute. Me and you would definitely die, wouldn't we, if we ever saw a cryptid? Because we'd be like, look so cute!
Look
so cute it is! Oh, sure,
we're like, oh my god, look, it's Mothman, let's go touch his butt! we've got a real obsession with Mothman's butt and Owlman's ankles, haven't we?
Well, you know, Owlman is basically just a Victorian woman. And those ankles be ankling.
Those ankles
angling
always.
For an ankling.
Orla liked that one.
Yeah. I know how to get those babies laughing. I was about to say going and that sounded wrong.
Get the baby going. Next sighting. In 1999, there was a small group of people who decided to go camp out in a forest in Boone County.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good safe. Idea.
Yeah. Always
I mean,
good
people
idea.
Love wild camping, but I am not one of them.
No, and in a
Which
forest...
Which is why I maybe wouldn't die.
Would not die camping, because would not be seen camping.
Yeah, it's like my friend was like, oh, like, because I've got quite a lot of camping stuff, but purely because of festivals.
Yeah.
Oh, that was rude. And my friend was like, talking about going camping, and I was like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a camper. I was like, to me, camping at festivals is the unfortunate thing I have to do.
Oh, okay. So I'm not a, wouldn't do it if
like,
you didn't
I'm not
have
a
to.
Camper.
Yeah. So anyway, there's these people camping in 1999. In a forest.
Fucking crazy people.
Weird people. Anyway, so they're sitting around a bonfire and they can hear some like snorting and scuffling noises. So apparently it sounded similar.
To be expected.
Yeah, it sounded similar to an aggravated bear.
Bit scary.
I know. I'm not sure what I'd be more scared of though, sheep squatch or a bear.
I'm going to say I don't want to encounter either. Bears are very cute, but I mean, actually, they're not likely to attack humans at all. But you did say aggravated.
Yeah. So they could hear this snorting and scuffling when all of a sudden, sheep squatch, or what they described to be sheep squatch, came out of the woods.
Sheep squatch.
Sheep squatch. Came out of the woods and charged at the campers. They ran back to their houses as they left the wood. Sheep Squatch stopped at the boundary line to the forest where it let out a terrible scream before heading back into the woods. They returned to
I mean, it sounds like he was... I was just going to say, it just sounds a bit like it was like, get out my swamp.
Literally.
/ forest.
So this was one of my theories because the more the stories go on, the more it seems like it doesn't really want to leave the forest. And the only time it attacks people is when it's... When people are in its space.
Which is normal.
Yeah, which is like, absolutely fine.
It's a bit like if people kept coming in my house, I didn't know, and then they're like, God, that Claudia's really fucking aggressive. I'd be like, no.
You're in my house.
You keep coming in my house.
Yeah. But apparently those campers returned the next morning to find, like, to just retrieve their things. And they'd found that their camp had been ripped apart. And I was like, well, fair. I'd been looking
Again,
for food.
You come into my house and you set up a tent in my living room.
Yeah.
I might rip it apart as well. I probably wouldn't because I hate waste. I hate waste.
But...
It'd be a waste of a tent. But I would, I, you know.
If you were hungry and you were looking for food, you might tear apart their camp looking for food.
I like to think I'm more sophisticated than that, Jess. But sure.
Let's be honest, Claudia. If you were hungry, would you let a tent get in your way?
Maybe not.
So I've got one more sighting.
Okay.
Which is the most recent sighting.
And is Orla going to let you tell it?
I really hope so. She's definitely tired, but will she sleep? Will
so
she?
So am I. I'm really fancying a nap after this. I'm still in holiday mode.
Yeah, fair enough. I get that. So, the most recent sighting was actually in 2015.
Yeah.
But this one was in Folks Run in West Virginia. Now, I don't know if that's close to Boone County at all, but...
West Virginia! That's my input.
Take me
that.
Home.
Country road.
Yeah, that is my knowledge of West Virginia. Sorry if anyone listening is from West Virginia, but my... Geography of England isn't great, so my geography of the US is even worse.
I don't even know where I am right now.
I don't know where you are either.
You know where I live, me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it out loud on the podcast, though. Am I?
Dox me! Dox me!
So, again, in 2015, there was another group of six campers in the forest of... I think it's called Appalachia. Appalachian
is how you say the people. It's an Appalachian. So yeah. Appalachia?
Don't know.
I feel like I should know because I definitely heard it said lots of times, but you know what? I'm a simple lady.
Also, I feel like words like this, lots of people say different ways anyway, so who knows? Anyway, around midnight...
Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Sorry. Around midnight, yeah. They heard something stir in the woods. And they saw a beast which they described as between 8 and 9 feet tall.
Betwixt.
Yeah. They also said it had a shoulder length of between 4 and 5 foot.
Okay.
And one camper...
They're very specific, these people, aren't they?
I know.
They?
But also, how long is a foot? All is not even a foot yet. And she's like... I feel like it's quite a significant difference. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
between 8 and 9 feet.
It is and
it
isn't, though, because it depends how... To be fair, it depends how far away you're seeing this thing.
Yeah, I guess so. And actually, to be fair, they did say the first camper saw it crouched on top of a nearby hill. So it could have been quite far away.
If something's crouched as well, how do you know how tall it is?
Well, then apparently Sheep Squatch stood up. So then this camper alerted the other campers.
Oi, look at that thing. It's standing up over there.
Wait,
I don't know
what
that
was. So then the beast began running down the hill towards the campers. And apparently at this point there was a river separating them and Sheep Squatch. So he apparently came to the river, had a brief pause, assessed its options, and then started wading across the river. And in my head I'm going, why at this point have they not run away? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate, something starts booking it towards me. River or no river, I am...
gone.
Probably booking it as well.
Yeah. So they said as it got closer, it looked kind of similar to a dog in its facial features, which I think is where the long pointed face comes from. So then apparently they heard a loud screech about 2 miles away, which caused the Sheep Squatch to look up in shock. It then let out a pathetic whimper and ran in the opposite direction of the noise. So the campers quickly left in fear. But they didn't report this to authorities because they thought they would be ridiculed. So they only told it to the locals of the town, as they were running back into town. And as of March 2016, they were still unidentified. I don't know if they've been identified now. I doubt it, but...
Okay. I mean, this screech, could that be Mothman?
We can only hope.
Maybe he scared a Mothman.
Maybe. So...
Because we all know Mothman is king.
He is king. He's king of the cryptids.
Sir Mothamanum.
But
Tim
I
Mothy, he's called actually. Could you imagine if, you called your... I might call my kid Timothy and then call him Moth for short.
Tim Mothy.
I did once see someone called Lynn. No, someone called Goblin. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if you had a kid and they're like, oh, I'm Lynn. And everyone's like, oh, is that short for
Linda?
Linda or something. They're like, no, Goblin. Oh, Tim. Mo, what's that short for? Moth.
I should have called you Goblin. Aiden always calls all her a gremlin because she got her, outside teeth before her inside teeth and her front four. So she looked like a vampire for ages. And then I said
I'm a goblin.
I said it's because she's the spawn of the devil. So, my theory about Sheep Squatch, this isn't anything that has been written anywhere, but it does very much go with what you pointed out of it seems to attack people when it's in the forest and on, in its home.
Mm.
And the fact that it was scared of a shriek and left those people when they heard, it's either scared of something... or protecting something, I reckon. Like, it won't leave the forest to protect something else that's there. Like, if it's some... Like, I'm not necessarily itself.
Yeah, it's not quite, beefing you. Yeah. It's just like, leave me alone.
Because it's not like physically finding people and attacking them. It's obviously if they... No. It's basically...
You're
like
finding him, if anything.
It's acting like a mother bear. Like, you get too close to her cubs, she's going to chase you away.
Yeah, like, it's... I think it's completely justified.
Yeah. So that's why that's all I've got on Sheepsquatch, but I quite like this cryptid.
I have respect for the cryptid.
Yeah.
And I think more people should have the same respect, and then you know what? Maybe they wouldn't get chased, etc.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure there's probably way more like encounters of it. These were just the ones that I found documented. People probably come across it all the time and just put it down to not, I mustn't have seen that right kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you're ever in West Virginia and you see a Sheepsquatch or a Mothman having a little battle, oh, that'd be a good film. Not Godzilla versus Kong. Mothman versus Sheepsquatch.
Yeah, I mean, let's make it. Let's do it.
You can be Mothman.
I'll be Mothman. Okay. I reckon I was born to play that part.
Right. Would you like the last bit of your bread?
Yeah.
While we're here. Should we do the last
My second
story?
Sandwich of the day.
Second. Cryptid. One cryptid, one sausage. Which one did she prefer?
You know what? They both serve different purposes in my life.
Okay, I like that. So again, this is sent in by another Aussie from Reddit again. So thank you so much for all your stories. You are, at the minute,
merci beaucoup,
literally keeping this podcast alive.
Yes.
So, this is the only time I have ever felt true fear, and it was in this same house. We all generally slept with our bedroom doors closed, but this night was a nice temperature, so we all had the bedroom doors open. It was just me and my dad home, as the rest of the family were out at a festival. And in the middle of the night, I was awoken by a door slamming shut. As I rolled over to go back to sleep, I heard footsteps in the hallway. At first, I thought it was my dad, but he always had a light step, especially at night. These were not even slightly light and coming from the wrong direction of his room. So I figured Bob, the ghost that we nicknamed, was making a late night journey down the hall. Except once his step reached my door, they paused and then started into my room. This was the first and last time the steps deviated on their path. I was still facing the door and couldn't see anyone. And the footsteps continued all the way to the edge of my bed. My eyes must have resembled dinner plates in the darkness, but I couldn't see anything standing by my bed. Then I noticed the sound of breathing. I knew it wasn't mine because I'd stopped breathing and my heart was treating my ribcage like a speed bag. After a few moments, I managed to calm myself down a bit and muttered, "God damn it, Bob." I rolled over to face the wall. This was my mistake, because the next thing I felt was a weight settling onto my bed, followed by the lifting of my blanket and the feeling of someone crawling underneath it and laying down next to me in bed. I laid there in fear for what felt like hours, but was probably minutes, before exhaustion took over me and I fell asleep. I hope this is what you were looking for. Thank you for showing interest.
I mean, thank you for sending that in.
That is truly haunting, isn't it? Sorry, hold
on. And yeah, honestly, like walking, like hearing footsteps walking down the hall, bad. Walking towards your bed, very fucking bad.
Hmm.
Breathing next to your bed, getting into your bed. At that point, I have shat and pissed the entire bed. Mm-hmm. No one is in the bed, not even me.
No. I don't know how they just rolled over and started going to sleep. Like, if I
The door slam?
The door slam, and then they were like, I'm going to roll over and go back to bed. Then they hear the footsteps. The footsteps come into their room. They can hear them breathing, and they're like, you know what? I'm just going to turn away. I physically couldn't. I'd be like, nope. Like, I mean, even about halfway through that story, I was out of the door.
Yeah, I would not have been able to stick around for any of that.
No.
But then I suppose if you build up a tolerance to a certain extent, if they've already seen some spooky shit in their house.
Yeah, and if they've nicknamed the ghost Bob as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not starting at zero like us. They're already, like, at a higher level.
Yeah, that's true.
So I will give them that. And I will just say, yeah, like, fuck that.
Yeah.
That is my overall arching theme. Fuck that. They're Australian, so they're,
Yeah.
They're built different.
Yeah, they are built different. I'm not sure how they fell asleep after that, because, I mean...
Again, Australian, built different. Yeah. I mean, how do you fall asleep in Australia anyway, knowing that there might be a fucking big-ass spider?
That is so true. Like,
I don't even mind spiders, but yesterday I moved the chopping board from behind the kitchen sink, where it had been washed up by my housemate, Jen.
Yeah.
I moved the chopping board, and you know one of those big, hairy spiders? Like, you know the big ones that kind of, like, make a noise as they go...
Oh, my God, yeah.
One of those was behind it and sort of, like, jumped out. And I actually didn't scream. I was just like, oh, okay, you're a bit... I literally went, you're a bit big. Let's get you outside. And I did. I got a glass and put him outside.
Yeah.
Luckily, the back door's already open, so I literally had to scoop him into a glass and throw him.
And just get him out, yeah.
But, like, that is, like, enough for me to be like, oh, okay, right. No.
Yeah.
And, like, most spiders, I don't mind if they touch me, but those are one of the spiders where I'm like...
Please don't touch me. Like, it wasn't enough for you to scream, but it was enough for you to want him out your house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very afraid of spiders anyway, so, I mean, like, I can hold a tarantula. But, like, I would say the fact that they managed to fall asleep knowing that at any point a big dinner plate spider could be near them. Means that, you know, already Australians are built different.
They are. They've definitely got a lot less fear.
But thank you so much for sending in so many stories.
Yeah, thank you. They were really good stories as well.
Yeah, they were.
Really.
Every story
really
is a good
creepy.
Story, but they were very good stories.
Yeah, very, very creepy. All in the same house as well.
You know what? Aura's fallen asleep right at the end of us recording, which is... You know what, Aura? Pick your times better.
Oh, literally. She did it yesterday as well. We went on a walk to get her to sleep. She fell asleep 5 minutes away from the house.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess there's not much else to say then, other than we will quietly say... I mean, I can be as loud as I fucking want.
Yeah, you
but
can.
But quietly, we will say stay safe and
stay spooky.
Hey guys, if you have a ghost story or a case suggestion, please email us truecrimecovenpod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Twitter @truecrimecoven or on Instagram and Facebook where we are @truecrimecovenpod.
Also, it would mean the absolute world to us if you could rate us wherever you're listening to this right now, be it Spotify, Apple Music, or if you're on YouTube, give us a little... thumbs up, click that bell, get notifications every time we post.
Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts from.
Make these two witches smile.
Thanks, witches. Sorry, Simon.